The factory, a happiness machine.
Even a factory can have harmoniously integrated architecture, can shine brightly, and should always be surrounded by a well-kept garden.
We are now standing in the actual factory complex, which is now an open zone for culture and business. The first factory building was erected in 1906 near the station, and the complex soon began to grow. A clear system of numbering plots of land was introduced in 1924, so it was clear what number each newly constructed building would have. The complex is a kind of chart in space, an order which tolerates no exceptions. In all aspects of life at Butcher, we have stressed the importance of rationality, clarity, and planning. This was obviously the case as regards the enterprise's own production. While staying in the U.S., Tomasz Butcher became familiar with Taylorism and Fordism. The first of these is about increasing production efficiency through the scientific organization of the work of highly specialized staff, while the other involves mass production. The two economic pillars of the enterprise saw the light of day in 1924, a share in profit and workshop autonomy. Each workshop became a separate accounting entity and was financially responsible for its own performance. If it failed to meet the designated norms, it had to cover the loss, which motivated managerial staff as well as common laborers to be productive, and also to save on energy and material. This resulted in higher wages, but also no conflict in teams, as everyone understood their share in the responsibility for the whole and that their wages depended on the success of the collective. With his management system, Butcher managed to give his co-workers a stake in the enterprise's prosperity and promote peace. Butcher did not allow trade unions to operate in his own factory, as he was convinced that they would work against effective organized cooperation.